This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 376 for Tuesday, May 4th. I'm Phil Franz Workington. ICE Futures canola contracts were stronger on Tuesday, posting limit-up gains in the most active July contract. Activity was described as choppy and erratic, with no real catalyst for the latest rally besides spillover from gains in Chicago soybeans and corn. Canola up 7 to the $30 daily limit, July up $30 at $894 per ton. New crop November up $20 at $730.10 per ton. Tight old crop supplies and concerns over dryness for the new crop remained supportive, adding to the chart-based buying. A lack of significant selling pressure on the other side, as sellers appear content to watch how high prices will go, was also supportive. The Canadian dollar is slightly softer on the day. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat futures are all higher. Soybeans up 14 cents in the July contract at $15.38 per bushel. Ongoing strength in world vegetable oil markets provided support, with a rally in corn adding to the strength, as soybean prices need to stay competitive in order to make sure enough acres are seeded this year. The latest USDA crop report showed 24% of intended soybean acres in the U.S. were planted as of this past Sunday. That compares with the 11% average for this time of year. Corn, it's up sharply today, 17 cents higher in July at 6.96 and 3 quarters. Dryness concerns out of Brazil provided the catalyst for the rise, with speculative fund buying adding to the gains. Weather forecasts show little chance of precipitation in the near future across most of the Brazilian corn-growing regions. The U.S. corn crop was 49% seeded in the latest USDA report. That's 1 point ahead of last year and well ahead of the 36% average seeding pace for this time. Wheat futures, they're up in sympathy with corn and beans today. Minneapolis spring wheat, 8 cents higher in July at $7.67 per bushel. Kansas City, 10 cents higher in July at $6.99 per bushel. And Chicago wheat up 9 cents in July at $7.26 per bushel. The U.S. spring wheat crop was nearly half seeded as of this past Sunday. That's ahead of the 32% average for this time of year. Dryness in the northern growing regions has allowed farmers to make good progress, but that lack of moisture is also raising concerns over yield prospects. U.S. winter wheat was rated 48% good to excellent. That's down 1 point on the week. Meanwhile, 19% of the crop was said to be poor to very poor. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Tuesday, May 4th. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Franz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.